to the ultimate rugby audio experience. We are live from Parklane RFC. Took us about 3 hours to get set up, some issues with Reese's laptop.
Some serious technical difficulties.
I managed to advise him to get something going. He's not old bit of software.
Printers, so he's got more
the local techie.
So obviously we're joined by, well, we're just the regular hosts now, really.
I know,
We're just joined by Puddin and he put in Reese. I wasn't here actually for the last pod, the Carl Jenkins special.
Which
I had a bit of ribbing for. I did listen back.
Carl was a little bit upset, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was upset, weren't he?
Well, I've seen enough of him over the last couple of weeks to make up for that anyway.
He was on form yesterday, wasn't he?
Oh,
I saw some photos from the Tiki get-together.
Talk to the
outfits, I want to know. What was the dress code? Because I haven't got a fucking clue.
It wasn't actually a code. It was, there was a few ideas floating around in the WhatsApp group, but I just said, we did a good one with Beaver years ago on a piss, which was £10 maximum spend in the charity shop outfit.
Oh, that's what it was.
But we added another level to that where you had to partner up and you had to buy your partners. I was partnered up. It was all proper, like, Jason did a live draw on the fucking WhatsApp.
Jason and Josh did a live draw on the WhatsApp on a video.
And I got partnered up with Bartlett, but like I said, I was just chatting to the boys earlier actually about it. I said, me and Bartlett had to go together because we couldn't tuck each other up because we literally just had to buy whatever fitted us in the charity shop. So we walked out of there with the only pair. Well,
but you were wearing last night the biggest pair of flip flops I've ever seen.
Yeah, how would I manage to find?
What size are your feet? 12.
I'm size 12.
They must be about size 24.
It's not true.
They look like they're made out of bamboo as well.
But honestly, they were absolutely the worst shoes I've ever worn. They're fucked. My feet are fucked.
Did you walk down here from Jason's as well?
We walked to Talbot Arms and they didn't have the football on. So we got a taxi to Haveli. We were the only people in there. So we walked up half time then with the football.
So he didn't walk in there as well.
Fucking mileage, man. Fucking hell.
Burning holes
like that. They're battered in there. There's no material left on them or anything. Like.
It's a shame, man, because they were really nice.
I thought, they'd be right just for chilling in the flat. Like. No, I mean, I need to get outside and put some washing on or something. Just slip them bad boys on. They were actually really... Like, when I was just walking around Jay's house, they were really comfortable.
The fucking ribbon you give me for some of my daps, so I wouldn't wear them to put the fucking bins out. You wear them around the
Yeah, but the flat, they're on the flat, innit? You got fucking paint all over your daps, ones you were wearing last night.
Deliberately, like.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
But, an unbelievable day at the Tiki Bar. Fuck me. Must have spent about £4,000 a man on food.
Jason's still haven't invited us up, have he? For a podcast.
Tiki episode.
I could do a live Tiki episode.
Yeah, well.
Never happened.
Well, let him do a bit of work and do some saving, because he's probably skint after all the food he bought us yesterday. But yeah, hell of a spread. We had wings, burgers.
I did see some snippets.
Did a fucking silver side of beef as well.
Yeah, roast potatoes, duck wraps. Unbelievable.
Man loves his grub, like.
Yeah, and I do too. So
yeah, a couple of heavies in there, putting some grub away.
Yeah, like. Some big boys. What have you been up to, Pud? Played a game
Friday? Played a game Friday night for Shelley's testimonial against South Wales Police, who we actually had on a couple of weeks ago. Di wasn't playing, Schmeagol wasn't playing. No.
Tonky played.
He'd probably been, well, he's been in a police station I expect before, but not as a cop. He started from him as well. But I see
you commented on it, Ross. He said they've knocked a few hours off my community service.
No, it was cracking. Like, literally, we warmed up for about 10 minutes, jogged back and forth, and we straight into passive scrums because they were like, oh, we're too old. GA, a bit too old. And it was just Jouet chucking the ball about. And in the end, we won 73-29. So it was a good game to watch.
Defending was optional.
It was optional. I did, got under the sticks as well. Cheeky drop goal through as well, because whoever scored took the conversions,
like
no tees involved, like, so nice. We shit myself right in front of the post. I thought, I can't miss this, like, even with the shit flickers on. And it was crack. It was good to give him a good send off, because it didn't end in the right way, really, at the end of the season, with him not getting a chance to play, like. So it was cracking laugh, like, and then it was good swig afterwards.
Oh, good.
So a bit of a legend, really, so it was good to send him off properly.
Tidy darts.
What have you been up to, Rhys?
I've just been fucking hungover all weekend, like.
All weekend? What, did you not even drink, like, just been hungover?
Yeah, just been hungover the whole time. No, we we had former pod guest, the Glider Stag, on Friday, didn't we?
His wedding.
What did I say? Stag.
I was in Liverpool a couple of
plot, though. No, we didn't. We had his wedding.
Which was absolutely clean off, by the way. Mental. What a
was it?
Mental.
Absolutely class, yeah.
Why was it mental?
It's just what? Because his few characters here.
His missus loves like all like techno music.
Oh, really?
So they had like a fucking class DJ, a sax player. It was fucking wild.
Quality.
Confetti cannon on the first dance when it exploded.
Yeah.
Fucking class.
First dance. And then there was a bloke here while they were having their first dance in Sliders.
What, just a random bloke?
No, just
one of the guests. He took his shoes off and he just put Sliders on because his shoes were cut. You might actually know him.
You wait till after the first answer, don't you?
He's just like, as soon as he fucking could,
you probably played with him, Lou. Ryan Harford?
Yeah. Absolute clean off.
Yeah.
Was that the one, Pod the Pool, and then he was at Old Ilt,
yeah.
Yeah, the ball, yeah.
Lauren's, one of Lauren's good friends is...
Yeah.
He's a top man, money, fair play.
Bit of a character, yeah.
Sliders, like, it's impressive.
They were black, though, so they matched his suit. They didn't, like, they were in white.
They didn't go clean off, they said, right, we're matching Sliders.
You went and changed, like, then you come back with a different pair on. A pair of white ones.
Fucking hell, how many Sliders did you bring to...
Is it 2 for £20 in sports direct?
One pair, like... You know, he took a kit bag full of fucking Sliders to the manor. Like.
Wedding essentials.
Plenty of options.
Oh, it was in the manor, was it?
Right, yeah, it was on the manor. Oh,
nice. Wild place. Like fucking
it's
Hogwarts.
Like a fucking maze, isn't it?
I've never been in the actual hotel.
No, it's a mad place. Like, go for a piss, you're going to get lost, don't you? You're just going, like...
Need a fucking Marauder's map to get back.
Yeah. I was fucking... Yeah,
on the Star of Pram.
Oh, lovely drop. That's a heavy one.
Oh. Oof. And do you know what I don't like about Star of Pram? The fucking glass.
The glass.
Oh, you don't like the vessel? I like the vessel.
I like it as well.
I like the jug.
Fucking Coronation Street.
Like. Doing it for our Jack.
Doing it for our Jack. Terrible vessel. And what I will point out is, right, as well, every wedding venue sells Prava.
Yeah.
Didn't they sell it at the Hensel Castle last night? It might be the only one that
yeah, you probably don't like.
You don't see it anywhere else, do Prava. You don't see it like in pubs, do. There's always like wedding venues. And it's hanging as well.
I'll note that, don't know. I'll try and find a fucking pint of Prava when I can.
Prava. Yeah, then we had a big old night down here last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Obviously after your ticky-ticky experience.
Yeah.
The club was rocking for the football, and lucky Courtney, not quite the result you were after.
No, I was hammered by the time, so didn't really care. But then, but a bit pissed off today about it. But you know, it's worse. So. Yeah.
Life goes on, doesn't it?
Just a game.
It's been a heavy weekend anyway.
Yeah,
and then played golf today, and I was fucking shit again.
So. I had a little round today as well. Done Cottrell Park.
Oh, in Cottrell,
yeah, not bad. Yeah, it was all right.
Good knock.
Not bad. Yeah, better. Each shot's better than last time. So. Oh, nice. Just got under 100, like, be nice to get under 19.
How many
of
you played today, because you had a fucking 6-ball going the last time I saw
you? Oh, fucking hell, yeah. Clan, they were kicking off. It wasn't a 6-ball, it was a 3-ball alternate shot, and they just couldn't get their head around it. So every old boy's coming up going, oh, you're not allowed 6 people. It's like, oh, but count how many golf balls are on. It was like 3 balls. Like, oh, yeah, but you can't do that. It's like, we can, like, it's alternate shot. Like, we're not slowing anyone up. In fact, we're chasing
you're
people up behind us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only problem sometimes with Clan. You get a few...
Weapons.
Yeah, a few weapons, yeah. But no, Cottrell Park's pretty good laugh. So, yeah, 4 of us played 4 ball.
Tidy.
But there
well
we are. Lovely day, Fred.
Before we get into today's guests, this week's name of the week has been sent in by listener Ben Robinson. So it's Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Oh, he's an American football player,
American
isn't he?
Footballer, yeah.
Yeah. Ha Ha. Ha Ha.
What the fuck is that about?
Well, that's his name. I know. His mother's just taking a piss.
Mother.
Yeah. Funny looking baby, maybe.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Clinton Dix. Give her a text.
I don't know if he's still playing, actually. It's a bit sad that I know him, innit?
You like American football, don't
you? I do, yeah. I went up to watch it when it was at Tottenham Stadium in October. Very good.
I don't know, it'd be a good day out, I think.
It was.
Fucking unnecessarily long, like.
Yeah, it was unnecessarily long, but plenty of entertainment. Like, you know, the Americans like put on a good show, so.
Who's that guy in the Champions League last night? Right now, the fucking Camilla Cabello.
Yeah, on a fucking big festival, and they were fucking fans getting pepper sprayed.
Pepper sprayed outside, you know.
And she's moaning afterwards. Yeah. They were singing while she was singing.
She deleted
the tweet, but she put a tweet out saying, "Oh, you need respect. You know, it was prime prime showing her the, you know, you're singing your own songs." It was like, that's the wrong crowd. Like, it's not
the
same.
I like the Korean tweet about that. I'll try and find it, but fuck it. Who cares? It's all that funny.
It's all worth the effort.
Yeah. So we're joined this week by Tonerevel RFC.
We are.
Another local one. Welcome, lads.
Guests Owen and Lewis.
Lewis.
I've only got half a fucking Guinness, like. topping up for the weekend.
Impressive work.
Yeah, good work. Go on, bud, take over, Match Factory.
Well, yeah, boys, start off, like, introduce yourselves, really. Name, nickname, and playing position to start off. Who's going first?
Go on,
Owen. Lewis. Anywhere in the box.
Lewis.
Anywhere in the box.
Yeah, I played everywhere other than nine, I think.
Is it?
So far this year. Or last season.
Utility.
Yeah.
Utility back.
Very good.
Every short, basically.
Yeah.
Crabby puzz me.
You got a nickname, Oh?
Yeah. There's a couple of...
are you allowed to share anyone?
I don't think we've got long enough to go through them.
What's your favourite one, or the most popular one?
None of them, to be fair. Mad Owen.
Mad Owen.
Yeah, that's how everyone knows him in Wales, as Mad Owen.
Don't ask why.
Bit mad, you.
Her fault. She, the old Bebo account back in the day. So
you didn't call yourself Mad Owen, did you?
I didn't. That's a pilot, didn't it?
Oh, nice.
That's a throwback. Me right up on Alan.
Nothing better than like a self-proclaimed nickname, is it? Like Gay UK tried calling himself Psycho, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, can you start calling me Psycho, boys?
Was no.
Nah.
You are not Psycho.
Doesn't Luke Mr. Party as well?
Mr. Party.
Party. Yeah. Not just Party, Party.
Yeah, he tried starting that, didn't he? Call me Mr. Party.
Was that on his Twitter or something?
Yeah. I was Bebo, right?
I think his username was Mr. Party with about 14 Ys on the end of it.
Throwback.
Well, what's your Tesco meal deal, though?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to miss that. But sorry.
I'm going to be ribbing off Courtney on this one. The chicken and sweet corn sandwich.
Oh, my Christ, what?
Oh, that's a fucking horrendous start.
Beef monster munch.
Redeemed yourself there.
Got old Dr. Pepper to finish off.
Dr. Pepper. Oh.
Drinking crisps, I'm all over that, February. Yeah. The sandwich, Jesus. Jesus.
Not even the chicken triple, like, you wouldn't even go for the triple.
I venture for old salmon cheese on times.
The basics.
Salmon cheese.
Oh, each to their own, I suppose. Yeah.
But the drinking crisps,
I know, very impressed with them.
Sorry to cut in here, but what did I have yesterday from Boots? I had a Boots meal deal yesterday. Shits all over Tesco. I'm sorry, like, so much better.
It is. But nobody expects this, do they?
No, they don't. Chicken and chorizo.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
They do that in Tesco's, though, don't they?
Yeah, but the Boots one's got, like, peppers and that in it as well. Oh. Different gravy.
But a bit of health, like.
Yes. For the health conscious amongst us. There
we
go.
A PT, you know, so.
Moving on to Lewis then. What's happening, bud?
Right, boys.
What's your nickname, Lou?
I haven't really got one. Young Willies, after my father.
Special K.
Normal Willies. And Special K, yeah. Actually forgot about that one.
That was Lewis K. A
bit bizarre. Having one of the boys when we went to Tesco's on a Friday night, and there was a load of Special K standing up on a stand. So I have a photo in front of that. They call you Aaron Ponty. And then Bert then from America just expanded
Bert.
It. Still to this day, known as Special K.
Special K.
Bert Ole James.
Yeah,
like,
one of them, really, to be fair. Only met the bloke twice, but
I go on Facebook, never met him. Like,
he's a top bloke, to be fair.
Yeah.
Every time he's come over, I think I either haven't been involved, so heads in a shed and I'm turned up the saddest, or he's been doing other things. So, yeah, that come from it.
What's your playing position, Lou? What special game?
Outside half.
Yeah.
Played 13 for a couple of seasons now with Ton.
Like a Henry Slade role.
Yeah.
You can kick both 10, feet 13. As well, can't you?
Used to, but getting old. And when I broke my leg against Ponty, funny enough. Yeah, I haven't been the same since then. So
playing
for Llanelli.
Oh, you went to Llanelli, didn't you? And then you come back.
Yeah,
my first season down there, didn't you?
Yeah, and broke my leg on a Friday night, and the It was literally the day before Wales played Scotland in the Six Nations, I think.
Was it?
Something like that. So I had a nice 6 weeks off watching the Six Nations.
Yeah.
Happy days.
And 2 days before one of the boys' stags, yeah. Couldn't have timed that any better.
No. Fucking devastating, that.
That was on the 3G as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Banned 3G.
Oh, was that the old 3G that was on the other?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I think it was, but...
I don't think
you
it
were
was.
There, were you?
Do you think it was caused because of the 4G?
You think I played?
Yeah, I think it was.
I was probably TR that day.
Tackle bag over.
Yeah. You seen it? He was doing post runs behind
you. I was polishing Sweeney's arm guard.
Well, you must have had my old job then. Yeah. But yeah, 3G definitely didn't help. They're fucking solid, innit? There's nothing to wait for them.
Solid. Well, I come in and started moaning already because I had a burn on my knee from Friday night, but I was saying that's the first bad one I've had. So I've done well to avoid it, in fairness.
Mine, to be fair, but
I never run fast enough, in fairness.
In the Sevens tournament the other week, I had a burn in that, and I still got grass. Fucking. Still doing my fucking head in.
You moan about anything, mind, won't you?
Yeah, I will find some in the moment.
Burns are not nice.
No.
They're not, are they?
No.
Burns so aren't
like
great.
Yesterday, last though. Night, wearing jeans, like, I could feel it sticking the inside of my jeans. Stuck I was like, oh.
Weeping.
Yeah, weeping. Just so we don't get infected. Just slapping the Savlon on the regular and hope for the best. Slapping it on. Straight in there.
Enough of this cat talk. Let's get to the real thing now. Meal deal. What's your mind?
Well, like I said to the boys just now, I haven't had one for a good while. I'd go chicken and bacon sandwich.
It's not bad.
Classic.
I've had crisps. I can't really think of a top of my head. I've had steak, McCoy's.
Nice. Oh,
good option.
And I'd go for probably a Pepsi Max. Depending what time of the day.
It's a good beverage, a Pepsi Max.
So
Pepsi Max cherry is right up there.
Oh, it is.
Cherry's good. Yeah.
Right.
Anyone, Max, cherry.
Nice. Solid.
That's a solid, yeah. I could get on board.
I get on board. If someone bought me out, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
So. That's how you praise that, is, but that's
cool. Yeah. It's always the flame you'll stick McCoy's if you're with me.
You're anyone's.
They're just banging them when they get swallowed.
Absolute slap for fucking steak McCoy's.
They are nice, mine.
They
bag
are.
Full of them, innit? Nice big bag full.
Mm. Top tier.
Happy days. Top tier crisps.
They are right up there.
So we sort of covered it earlier when I introduced you, but obviously the club you represent is Tom Revel. What is the nickname of the club? Do they have a nickname?
I don't know.
Black and Ambers?
Revel.
Yeah. I was trying to think, when I was just reading it then, I was thinking, we know the answers to some of these women. It's like I was trying to think. Yeah, I was just trying to think. I was like,
there's no animal involved there, is there?
There's no animal on the crest, is there, or anything? No.
No, it was an anvil, wasn't it? Is that what it is?
Seconds used to be the scorpions, didn't
they? Yeah. Scorpions.
Scorpions.
That's quite a cool name.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Started Gilvach Seconds, become Gilvach Lions for some reason. And then a few of the older boys playing for Taunton Seconds at the time decided to call themselves the Scorpions. Bish, really.
I think so, yeah. And to be fair, it did kick off the season,
he was
didn't
the
it?
Scorpion King and stuck ever since, really. Nobody else knows him as that, just
no,
it
just is.
His boys in Taunton don't even know who the Scorpions are.
We've got a club initiation, boys. Obviously, like a six halves. We do six halves down here, don't we?
Yeah, so
we
first do game, something. Your first senior game, do you have to do like any drinking sort of?
Yeah, we got the nine halves, and we just
nine halves.
Like, nine.
Yeah,
whoa.
That's like, birthdays. Some boys don't turn up for their birthdays, so someone else will do it. Like it used to be more, a couple of years back, and then you go to Cardiff for the night when we were a bit younger.
Yeah,
just a gauntlet to me on a bus.
Yeah.
What's involved with the gauntlet?
So basically any newcomers, strip them off back of the bus, cross all the seat belts down the aisle, and they got to get down and back up and basically you just slap the shit out of them.
I've seen
running the gauntlet before you got to touch the back window now.
Yeah.
There's some boys coming off there with some
crying
sand marks on the back.
Belt marks.
Belt, I was going to say, some bastard's going to whip the belt out.
Someone's going to get the belt off.
Normally used to happen. I used to go to Chepstone then this season. A couple of football boys come 1 year. One decided to do it. And the other one who was with him decided to open the sunroof, go under the M4 and throw his claws out.
Yeah.
Well, while he was running it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen any of them since that day, mate.
We haven't seen them since.
I used to get to Tom Police Station then.
Yeah,
chuck them out outside. Bollock naked, and then you'd have to run up a club then, So I was still being in mind 7:30 o'clock when everyone's in the chip shops and yeah, back and forth bagging booze. The
classic buffer of
a
friend.
Climb at it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It is a fair climb. Especially if you go up Pritchard Street, then you're straight up Doctor's Hill. It won't go away. But yeah, a couple of boys have had a
close call.
Parents have been walking out of bargain booze and seeing their son running bollock naked up to the club.
We used to get dropped off by the school or by the fire station, didn't we?
And then run up.
But it's sort of been canned, isn't it? Because like
2022 now, isn't it?
So we haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, because yeah. you just can't do it. Like,
you get a criminal record now.
Everyone's got their phones up, don't they? So someone's got a recording, and you're fucked then.
Like some of the youngsters, I don't know what it's like with you boys, like when you go on a night out, some of the boys just literally just got their fucking phones out 24/7. You can't do anything.
Journalists, isn't it? Josh Ashcroft's like a fucking journalist.
Snapchat's every night out, yes.
Yeah.
And Instagram's it.
You've got to try and get the youngsters out these days as well, I find, most of the time, especially our lot up here, innit?
Can't get them to shower after a game.
Pants on as well.
That's my pet here. Just the fuck doesn't shower after a rugby game?
Yeah.
Sit in your car stinking, fucking dry.
I still understand that you go home, like, especially in the middle of the winter.
I know.
Caked in mud.
Go and have it away.
Chuck your kit down on the
floor. Drive straight or go and have it away for an hour, just fucking stinking.
Oh. We had to take cars a bit this year because they tacked us up because of COVID.
Told us
couldn't use a club. Boys had to take cars. As we finished the game, we said, our food's upstairs, boys. It's like, hang on, you told us we can't come in the club.
Yeah.
Straight home. Long drive as well.
That was a wild one. Lonely at the start of the season. You're not allowed to shower after the game. Yeah. The fuck was that about?
No. You're playing rugby. Smash against each other. You can't
go and wash yourself.
We just used to shower anyway, didn't we? We just said fuck it. Like,
what's going to happen now? Then?
What's going to happen now? It's going to be fine, is it?
Put a team back on lockdown.
Yeah. A radius area, like fucking hell.
You're supposed to keep clean from COVID, and you can't shower.
You're allowed to clean. Yeah.
And that's the logic behind
that. Pants in the shower, that's fucking criminal.
just get them off.
Get your fucking cock out.
We've all only got one, innit? Just fucking get involved.
It's not going to change by next season, is it? Just get off.
What division are torn in the moment then?
Well, 4 now. Now it's gone back to normal.
Yeah. Normal numbers again.
Why did it go 3A?
It sounds better than it. Yeah. It's just like when you go, I'm in Division 3B. It's like, well, what's that?
I know. Well,
Division 4.
Where are you? So the one below you boys.
Yeah. So. It just sounds so much better, I think.
Yeah. Like I said, they've changed the back issue now. Yeah. You know where you are. Like, what is 3B? What's 3C?
Yeah. That's Division 4 and that's Division 5.
Exactly.
I don't know why they fucking changed it.
Yeah, it was weird.
WIU with the Cowboys.
Probably the same as they changed Man of the Match to fucking Star of the Match, haven't they?
Or player of the Match.
Player.
Even though they're all men, like.
Star of the Match in the Eton Cup, isn't it? Champions Cup.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Fucking
shambles. That was a good win for La Rochelle. On another note, actually, from Saturday, wasn't it?
Michael.
Good win.
Yeah.
It was a shite game, wasn't it?
From the
Norsey
point of view, it was quite a scrap. Well, Rochelle absolutely tuned him in the scrum.
Yeah, Barnes, he was giving penalties against him.
Yeah.
He deserved to win purely for scoring 3 tries.
Yeah, against all the penalties.
Instead of Sexton's right boot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was boring, wasn't it?
How did last season go, boys? Obviously, he's a bit disjointed and there's no promotion or anything, but are you looking going into next season? You reckon come up?
Well, the season before, which got cut short.
Yeah.
Like, we were in third, were we at the time?
Second, I think.
Second or third.
Third, one of them.
So we were looking.
A good decent
chance of possibly pinching second
if
games went away and things. And then last season we finished second, I think. I know it was only half season.
But even so, because it's going to be the same teams in the league, isn't it?
Sides in the league. So probably the best year and a half we've had in Tom for.
Since we went up last time,
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Nice to finish up at top instead of fighting for relegation every year.
Yeah,
definitely. Needing a win on the last game to stay in the league. Like.
Yeah.
But big news for the club. I hear a certain Special K is coming on board as a player coach.
He's back, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. See how that goes, isn't it?
How much are they off here with?
I can't see. That's just between me and the committee.
For the love of the club.
Yeah, but no, I would never be money. You're lucky to get a Space Raiders. Space Raiders are gone.
Don't get much in the club.
But no, I was doing it pure, getting watched Tottenham now for the last 20 odd years, more than that, even watching our fathers play and everything. And just too good to turn down, really, especially with my back at the moment. That could go any time, so you always got something to fall back on then as well. So,
thanks, Beth.
Looking forward to it.
I was going to ask, what clubs are other clubs in the division, like who's near the top, who's going to be battling out with you guys next season for?
Llandaff.
Yeah, Llandaff.
Yeah.
Depend on how many students are got available that weekend.
We did have a good win against them last game of the season, mightn't we?
Watson undefeated, eh?
Yeah.
They made their own trophies up, didn't they, for the league and stuff.
Who did Watson?
That wasn't actually official winning the league.
No, that's fucking mental.
They had a trophy made.
they made everything.
Because the league doesn't, like, obviously, they finished top of it.
Don't get anything for coming top.
Nah.
Because it was a void league.
Yeah.
But they kicked off with the WRU saying that
it was wrong.
One of the teams pulled out on a Saturday and they were like, they're stopping us from winning the league.
It sounded like Pontypool, like.
But nobody is winning the league.
No.
Technically, so. Yeah, exactly the same boat as Pontypool.
Like, it could have just, it's a nice feeling, but you're like going unbeaten and that, or whatever, and then have a big piss up, but you haven't won the league.
No. But,
there's nothing to win, it's just to get back playing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And like you said, you've gone unbeaten. Still a season technically, innit? But
just keep adding the internal, innit?
How you could buy your own fucking trophy.
League champions.
We'll have to get him on and ask him.
Yeah.
Put him in the
we
spotlight.
Know a couple, don't we? Yeah. So.
I'm sure Azza will come down and have a chat with him, boys. I can tell you where he probably bought it from.
He loves Watson.
He does.
What was I going to say?
Don't know, Beth.
The main, really important question is what's the selection of beers in the club? What do you have on tap?
It's not a bad selection, really, is it?
It's better now,
your standard Carling, Coors, Madrian, you got. That replaced Stella.
Oh, you had Stella in the club?
Yeah, it was a bit of a sore subject to start with.
Yeah, I bet.
Boys weren't best pleased.
No.
But they're getting just as bad of a state off Madrian off Stella.
That's absolutely dangerous, Stella, in a rugby club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, you boys are cider drinkers. What the ciders are they got?
You've got a normal bow. And Thatcher's Hayes now.
Hayes on tap.
Nice drop.
Yeah.
Decent,
which was massive when the clubs brought that in, wasn't it? Yeah. Brought a lot of happy faces. So instead of having dark fruit, didn't you?
A bit of that drunk in a
jug at the end of the games.
You had Hayes in the jugs,
So we got Hayes in the jugs now.
Nice.
After games.
Good drop, that is.
You've got your Magnus, Bulmers. Standard all the recorder bottles, legs and everything, so that's a decent shout, to be fair.
What's the prices like? What's a pint of Madry?
I think it's about £3.20 a pint.
£3.20?
Fuck me.
Fucking hell. Your Cody's like, oh, little away day next year.
What are you playing for next year, Cody?
Ton.
Those are like £4.25.
For the Scorpions.
Hayes is £3.10 or £20, something like that, I think.
£3.10 for a Hayes.
Fucking hell, that's good.
Like where you boys got your members card.
I was going to say, is that where your card?
No, we don't get money off. We get money put on a card, like club card.
Yeah.
Right.
So we get 10 pence a pound.
Oh, that you spend and there goes on your card.
You get 30 pence a pound.
I speak of one of the Astrid boys. They got the same sort of system, haven't they?
Yeah, so Christmas time, man, you could have a good piss up. Like, and you technically not spending nothing because you've saved it on your card all year.
Yeah,
so
it's got to be spent on what system?
That's much better, isn't it, than having it off?
Day or New Year's Eve. Yeah. Some guys are cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
But then come September or start season or whatever much you go on, if you don't pay your membership, it just gets wiped. So
every 10 pints you have, you get one free pint.
Yeah.
Quick maths.
It's currently down about 3 a week.
Yeah. Courtney's like, he's doing the maths. Fucking hell.
I don't know what I don't want to check this thing. Like, fucking was in the top five at 1 point when I was a biggest spenders in the club.
Were you?
They can run a report, yeah.
They do it because they like the way it works in your system.
Yeah.
Because they obviously scan your names on it. They can run like data, can't they?
Yeah.
Ryan was like back before like Ryan was under the family, he was like second highest spender. Like Goodwin was like first. Oh no, Neil Jenkins. Neil and Linda, the one who freezes his curry. We're actually going to Rhodes this week, so I wonder if he's on Indiana tonight.
He's down in tonight now.
I still like,
really have, right, like, have you ever heard this story?
No.
Listened to the pod before.
Clean off.
Before they go on holiday, the Sunday before they go away, they order an Indian, but they order it twice, the curries, and then freeze it and take it on holiday.
That's fucking wild. I've never heard that before.
And a spag ball.
A spag ball.
Serious. I thought my mother used to be bad taking sandwiches for us on the plane when me and my brother were younger. But fuck, that's new level, that is.
Fucking gel freezy, like.
Can't go a week without the gel freezy, like. That's fucking clean.
All inclusive in Greece and take your own grub.
Have a curry by the side of the pool, because I've never had one of them before.
Jumping on a naan, like, out of the fucking pool as well.
I just like, you know, like Indian, like, sometimes if you have it, like, if you have a takeaway, sometimes, or any sort of takeaway, you know, it's like buzzes, isn't it? Like, especially like Indian, it's like quite a lot of garlic in it.
Yeah.
My clothes must fucking reek.
I've been curry for the week.
Absolutely. They probably put it in the hold as well. Like, or so it's going in there. It explodes in the big bag. Yeah. Like, well,
the car's bad enough when you pick food up and you go back in the morning when you're going to work.
You're still smelling.
Racking that last disgusted. Yeah. We had that last night.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
We'd have to do an interview with him and just get a fucking. I'm gonna have to see the lodge. So meal
prep.
I can't.
His meal prep is curry. Yeah.
He's gonna spend hours getting chicken and rice like he's. Like in the street on India.
Well, yeah, I know they're going away now this week, so he's probably down in India now. Picked up
we're not talking about we're going down there after.
Yeah. Double order.
We'll see if he's there.
Make the
what you want to take away or you?
No, we're gonna sit in.
You're going to sit in. As you say, if you want to take away, obviously you're a different gravy.
You'll have a romantic meal inside now.
Oh lovely.
Oh nice. Cute as fuck, huh?
Yeah.
Should we make that half time, boys? We've got half.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're in charge, but
I need a wee, so ready. See you in a minute. Welcome back to the second half of Ruckney Sideways. So we finished the first half with talking about beers and the club, boys. What about food? Someone is close to...
All our hearts.
Well, all our hearts, yeah.
Yeah.
All our hearts.
Got to keep us going somehow.
What's your after-match grub like these days?
It's about 2.5 out of 10.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, it's not great.
Getting his feelings out now.
Sausage and chips, yeah.
Venting now.
Any beans?
Polystyrene, no.
They do give some curry. But it's in a polystyrene carton. So you can imagine 50 of them boxed up. They're a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
By the time.
It takes a lot of salt and vinegar to get them.
Plastic fork as well.
No, you don't get a fork.
No,
don't get forks.
It is torn in fairness.
Eat your hands.
Just in case.
Get the poo particles everywhere.
It's all the youngsters that don't shower go fucking
mud. Bit of mud to add to the taste.
But no, it's a shambles. Like, that's literally going back to what I said about coaching issues. The first thing I wanted to change had nothing to do with the rugby. It's just the food.
Nutrition.
So we are actually looking into it.
But
Anything.
The two tidy fish shops in Taunton are not open. They shut at 2 o'clock on Saturday, but they don't back open until 6.
Yeah.
So they use, it's where the crispy cod used to be. I think they use them, and it's like an Indian style fish shop.
They don't do chips properly.
No. But it's better than the buffet we used to have. Cold buffet.
I
don't know. I'd rather have a ham and cheese sandwich than a sweaty fucking bag of chips.
The bread choice was like co-op's own. Fresh stale bread, like
cold pizza, sausage rolls. I'd be honest, I didn't mind that. But
a lot of time for cold pizza, like
it was
not
nice.
In December after you played on Parklands in the mud.
No, fair.
You don't want cold food, then.
Very nice hot sausage in your hand instead. Like,
so a bit of luck. They'll go back to getting someone in the kitchen and having a curry or sausage chips with beans.
We have a chili or a curry. It's pretty nice food.
Yeah.
Like,
there's always been someone in the kitchen, haven't there?
Any highlights in teams you play? Do good grub?
In the league.
Obviously, Lou, you'd have had some good grub in the Prem.
Oh, fuck that, Bravin.
Yeah.
Christmas dinners, like, doesn't matter if it's in June, July.
Fuck, I haven't played
Aberavon.
We played Aberavon in January, I think it was.
Yeah.
A couple of years back, and we had three courses. We literally had soup, a Christmas dinner. We had cake and custard after it. There was celebrations all on everyone's tables, just eating loads of different chocolates.
Fucking hell.
And like, I know a lot of people who say like the women in Aberavon, but they are up there, they're the best. Like,
they're the best.
Definitely, in my eyes.
I do rate Cardiff, as much as I don't like Cardiff. The food is fucking very good after it. Yeah.
I enjoyed holding the tackle bag for season there, just for that.
Just for the grub, like. Well worth it, but
Especially good grub, mind. They have a... Same as what the Scarlets have through the week and stuff. So that's pretty good. We have a nice chili, lasagna, more down that line.
That's what you want a carbs. Game, eh? You want like a nice pasta or anything, just any, like just sauce and chips, just a shambles. Not kids, you like.
No,
nah. That's the only grubbing. I can't think of anyone. In
true, but they normally used to be pretty decent. If you got up there Christmas time, you'd have the women who work in there would cook Christmas dinner.
Would they?
Full trimmings, like.
That's the hammer. Don't mind then. Well, it's like, bad enough going up there in December anyway, isn't it? But,
you need something to look forward to.
Yeah, like,
you look forward to going.
Yeah. Fuck it, die. True, but away. Welcome to hell. No problem. There's a cage on the outside, haven't they? Welcome to hell. You think, oh, fuck, I mean, for a great afternoon.
Lewis got some good memories of youth up in True, but
it was on the 16s, wasn't it?
The 16s, whatever.
Yeah, I had the first ever red card in True, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, scrapping or?
No, it was.
Refs on Tyler's down, isn't he?
I can't remember, to be honest. The one ref, I just threw about boys just slinging fucking tomboys everywhere and late hits, everything like that. And I just fucking lost my head. And the ref was like, well, they're not doing nothing. So I thought, right, let it go, whatever. It happened again and again. And I just lost my head with the ref and we was nearly scrapping. And he called me superstar and my fucking head gone. I had my old man and Jack Brooks's old man dragging me off the pitch. And so I'm played up there since, actually. That was the last time I played.
They assaulted a ref, like, how long or how well, like.
But yeah, I did actually. He didn't take it any further because Owen's old man was coaching us at the time, and he told the ref that they'd ban me because he refed them on a Wednesday, but we were actually playing.
Just the Blues or something.
Blues, 16s it must have been. We had a regional game on the Wednesday night, so luckily enough I was playing in Arnold, the Tong game, so got away with that. So probably a 70-week ban for that now.
Yeah, it would be like 2-year ban.
For that
like,
now.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. Are you true about in the league next year?
Yeah.
Fucking keep your eyes about
them. Hopefully it's in December as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have a team. They did struggle a bit this year.
A lot of clubs did, didn't they?
We had a few sides in our league struggled.
Still had a close game against them, mind, didn't we? Up there. Like 24-12, was it?
I think we managed to score a bonus point, tried like last 10 end. Minutes. So, it's not a bad league. It's quite.
I say this area, East Central is always
it's
like.
It's localised as well. Yeah, a lot of derbies.
It is good, to be fair.
A lot of Cardiff sides.
And Gwynedd, that's the only one. Okay, you say Gwynedd.
It's good. It is good. You time it right. It's always good for a social as well.
Yeah, for a bus trip.
Yeah,
that's a good thing about it.
Tiniest fucking pitch.
As long as everyone buys in.
So everyone will look forward to that now this year, but obviously with no restrictions.
Yeah.
It should be a good piss up, like you said.
You know, the league would be stronger as well, because like obviously it was fuck all riding on last year, so boys who were like on the borderline and just like, I'm not going to fucking play.
Well, chance to spend a year with their family or something. You know, they got brownie points for next season.
We had like a few issues, like boys were like self-employed. We're like a bit like, oh, there's nothing on it. I'm not risking it.
Yeah. I'd rather work in it.
I'd rather work.
Fair enough. You can't blame boys for that. Like.
No. So I think that wasn't just with us, it was with everyone across Wales probably. So hopefully it should improve.
All the way up the league as well, in fairness. I know even in Prem, Jen had to call a couple of games off because of lack of front row. Mm. Not because of that, but for different things. And the Championship, obviously, Beta missed a few games. Even Pontypool had one game they couldn't fulfil, so even though they moaned about it at the end.
Well, one question, we're talking about work here, we forgot to ask you at the start, boys. What do you both do for work?
I dry liner.
Yeah.
With Jason. Obviously ex-coach.
Any relation there?
No relation.
They got a son called Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis Lewis, yeah. And I'm part of the Nets family.
I'm a scaffolder. Actually worked with Jason's brother, the other fucking header.
Steele.
Yeah. So I worked with Stella for years.
Yeah.
But
are you retiring to become full time player coach in Taunton now on the salary you're on, isn't it?
Yeah, well I gotta
got 3 days a week.
I can work weekends now. I'll just go in on a Sunday morning. Nah, it keeps you fit, doesn't it? Out in all weathers and well, fucking hell, there's nothing else exciting about it. It keeps a roof over my head and happy days. It's not something I'd be telling my kids to fucking go for, that's for sure. No. When it comes to it.
Listening school kids.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on site all year round. Especially with Fenton, Joey Dye and Chef.
Yeah. Are you missing Fenton now he's in Australia, or are you actually loving life for these? You
on could times, actually get work. I don't miss him because I got a lunatic chef now instead. Clean off block.
He's wild, isn't he, Chef?
Yeah. Angriest man I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he's a very angry man.
Nuts. And I got Joe just winds him up all day.
Joe died.
Good old character doesn't work.
They are bickering like two kids, like brothers, arguing in the house. Fighting all the time with each other. Chef just pulls a knife out on him then, so.
And that's the end of the
that's the end of Alec.
Safety at work, obviously. Yeah. High on the agenda.
It's a fish knife.
Yeah.
He's a, sorry, go on. He's a character. The boy who works on your site, he's playing rugby with him, Sam with us. Joe, you were saying. Yeah. He's wild.
Is he a 10?
Yeah.
I remember him.
From Mountain Ashley. He's clean off.
I actually played against him once. I didn't know. I can't remember if he came Blues or something. I can't remember.
I think he played Mountain Ash, I think he said he went to Ponty. He was in there at Ponty, a bather. He was a bather for a while.
He had two seasons. When I was up there, my second and third season up there, he was a good player. He's not playing anymore, though, is he?
No, he played for Newbridge last off, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
I remember
his leg or something. Yeah. Cross keys on Newbridge, he broke his leg. He's emigrated to Canada, I think. Isn't that next week?
Oh, nice. God help them.
Yeah. We missed a question earlier, actually, but what were the biggest achievements in your career at the club?
Winning upon a clean 16s tournament.
You busted together,
we won that, didn't we? Once when Bader thought they'd won it. Remember that? And we won it on try count, I think. That was the second year, wasn't it? But we had a lot of good...
You were 15s and 16s. Awesome,
yeah. We won.
You ended up being the wrong side, didn't you? Because you didn't have just Tom boys doing the last year, 16s.
No, the last year of 16s, I remember we went to Bournemouth, wasn't it? And we had Jack Dando played, Will Griff played. Yeah. Was it Screechy, yeah? I can't remember if Screechy came as well.
He played a few games. I didn't come on too high.
But we obviously had Brooks, he was playing with you boys at Ponty, and
Pring.
Jack Pring was like with Leeds or. Yeah, Leeds Rhinos, I think.
So he was
rapid. Leeds end playing league.
Whatever happened to Callum Thomas?
He just stopped playing, he was with Ponty.
He played for Bader.
Bader last year, wasn't he? And he just stopped playing.
Was doing something, Wales Sevens as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Cardiff Met, Wales Sevens and Ponty. But then he went to Bader then, and I thought, he'd start back now. Yeah. But he hasn't played since. God knows how long ago that was. Mm. 6 years ago, probably.
Probably
7 years.
Maybe, yeah.
But,
probably was 23, 24.
Yeah,
I don't think he's played much since early to mid-20s.
No. Shane Woke, brilliant player.
He did actually play against Pontyclun. I don't know if you remember it. We got promoted 1 year out the O-League. It was like, me and Callum played up. We was about 17, I think.
You might have played Cody, didn't you?
And we played down here on a Wednesday night. He come on. Yeah, 10 minutes into the second half, I got sent off.
Yeah, I remember.
In about 30 seconds.
I was playing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only time we've actually played Pontyclun.
Yeah, that was the season. Was that when they won the league?
Didn't you win the league and we come up second?
I think I was watching,
because I was young. Because,
like you said, we had a couple of games towards the end of the season, we did. And played Pontyclun, and remember going down then to Llandaff, and we needed a win. And we won last kick of the game down there to go up. And I think we must have come up second then.
Mm. Yeah.
Behind Pontyclun.
Rings a bell because I remember watching.
That was the last success the club had.
Yeah.
Relegated for 4 years on your head then, after.
What about. You said about a couple of the youngsters earlier. Is there any real good talent coming through? Any potential ones to watch in the future? Like maybe below seniors, looking at youth or 16s?
Below 16s just won the Blues Cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
Today.
We've got some good boys. There's one or two. Going to Hartbury now, I think.
Oh, is it? Yeah. That's probably good for him.
One I've signed for like a Wasps development. I'm not sure what uni's up there.
Coventry,
it might be a Coventry because they love from London. Yeah. One of them.
I got a few boys played schoolboy Wales and in a Blues Academy, so I think they stick at there. They obviously got a good chance.
They come back as player coaches, and it.
Or they could go 30. Down the route of
when their life goes.
All the other players on.
But yeah, we got a couple of youngsters returning, we, yeah, but they're fucking brain dead. Like, they're good. Oh,
yeah. Great players, just
you better tell make them
to do something, and they just lucky you've gone off and just do something completely different.
In a while, though, boys can be so fucking thick, like, and then just be such intelligent rugby players.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it. It's fucking mental.
Well, the problem is you overthink too much because you're a bit smarter, and that's when errors creep in. No pressure. If you're thick enough, there's no pressure. You can't put yourself under pressure, and that's why you're so good and good.
Pressure's for tyres.
Yeah, can't overthink it.
Yeah.
That's why I always said pressure's for tyres.
Yeah. Nice, I like that.
Nice.
Just note that one down. Like next time on the fucking, I've got a two foot birdie. Like
next time,
I get that tattooed on my fucking thumb.
Next time you miss, you drop goal in front of the post.
Yeah. For the last fucking time, I do expect, but yeah.
Just remember pressure.
Yeah, like that.
So you're saying about you know, there's a few beauties in the club. One of the questions we got now is any legends / howlers in the club? Any big characters in the club?
Sledge.
Yeah, Sledge is the obvious one,
He's a couple of... Well, his stag do was one, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he got arrested.
He got arrested in Butlins because he was singing on a church roof.
What was he singing?
Singing on a church roof. Yeah, oh, he's singing. He got a bottle.
He loves his singing. He used to do it like as a singer you'd have on Saturday night in the clubs.
Oh, so he's actually decent then?
He knocked down on the head. But I walked the club a few weeks back and... They were all there on a Sunday steaming. And he was having a sing off with a jukebox, song for song. Like, he's brain dead.
According to the boys, they drew.
He is nuts.
Another one.
He's hard to go.
Yeah, he is quality. Sledge.
He will do anything for anyone.
Yeah.
Proper club man. Like
Proper club man. Always like still training, now probably still running.
He's fit. He
looks better than half the boys who play now.
But the stories you heard of him, of old man, like when they got on a tour with him, nah, he is brain dead. Like,
you need one or two.
He is a social club legend.
He's not listening. Then.
Nah, he's out there listening.
He probably can't work his phone, but he'd be happy to give him a shout out. He'll give us. He wave like that.
I think there's a few videos of him on Facebook singing on site in a site canteen, and like he'd break out working man. At a drop of an axe or someone like into his armour.
Was that in Torn Rugby Club? That video that there's a big guy and he's singing the a song
in the workies.
Malbuck.
Yeah, that was
fucking wild voice.
Yeah, other voice.
Wild set of lungs on him.
He was in a choir and all that stuff. Like
brilliant video that is. I always watch it if it comes up on Facebook.
Yeah. He had some views, mind, didn't he? Went viral. I think so, yeah.
Fuck hell. Ryan's
in the background.
Probably. Yeah. Cardiff must have played that day or something. But Ryan will be here. That'll be Ryan now in a couple of years. Singing in a workie.
So, obviously, talk about tour. Any good tour stories? Obviously.
Without tucking anyone up.
Change some names if you want. You don't have to reveal.
How many tours have you been on? Who was the last one?
Actually, start with like one tour in seniors, I think. You want to. Nuki Cornwall about
10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
That was a good spot to in youth, didn't
we?
Yeah,
it was good. Very good weekend.
5-star luxury hotel at this surf lodge. Triple bunks.
We had 9 beds, wasn't it?
6 or 9 beds.
In the space of your downstairs toilet in your house.
It was carnage.
You literally stretch in the morning again. You'll smash the boy who's laying opposite you in the room.
I think we were quite lucky. We had en suite because we had a bigger room. But the boys in rooms are 4. And literally you could stand there and touch both walls.
It was mad. It was glass everywhere, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Fair play to the fella running it. He'd done everything. Run the bars, done all the rooms. I think he'd worked like 48 hours straight on the weekend. Like,
it was actually a Champions League final as well that night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When Bale scored against Atletico.
That night.
And boys got a bit carried away because it was Gareth Bale and we started serving ourselves drinks in the bar.
Yeah, boys finally fell asleep.
He went up to his room and I wouldn't name names, Liam Roberts, was behind the bar serving himself. So
he's
everyone just started doing it.
On the piss. Clean off.
Probably the last time we've seen him.
Yeah.
10 years
ago. I haven't seen him for years.
But
pop out on your trip and that's all you see. He did make a comeback last year.
Yeah.
Played a couple of games for the seconds.
The Scorpions.
Scorpions. Got to bring our party's
new club.
£3.20 a pint. Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, we had good trips, haven't we? More like, they are like tours where we had like sledges, stag, Dickies, stag.
It's like all the stags we've been on are...
The rugby club, like.
The rugby boys is all...
We've always used it as a tour, really.
Come on, far from Nicky's, really, when it was 33 of us, mostly rugby boys. It felt like a tour.
Yeah.
And a couple of the other boys who come drinking at a rugby club anyway, so it's...
Yeah.
Basically a tour, just well, tour, no games, happy
no
days.
No games, yeah. Best part.
Who wants to play on tour, though,
yeah. Yeah, after the last time in too long.
Last part of the reason why we don't have proper official club tours.
Yeah.
Because... What the club say is, if we play a game, they'll give us kitty money and pay for the bus, like to and from the airport or to wherever we go in. But the boys don't want to play, so
they'd rather
we don't
pay.
End up going to a basically.
Well, they went to Canada, didn't they?
Yeah,
like going back. Oh, man's now always going.
It's not longer.
Looked unreal. Like they had loads of kit. They had loads of different places.
10 days
they stayed in
Toronto, I think. Yeah,
then Niagara Falls, everything. Like, you just don't see why you couldn't bring in something like that now if you, like, you boys.
Yeah, we're going next year. To be honest, like, doing a little bit on the helping out on the committee part of it, like, it's hard work. I haven't done a lot compared to some of the other people. I just mucked in with a bit of organisation and some of the stuff. But just getting boys to fucking respond.
Get them to turn up to a meeting. Like.
Get them to turn up to a meeting. Yeah. My biggest pet hate with it is, like, everyone's on their phone 24/7, and like, everyone's bad for it now. And it's like a bit of a fucking wild thing in life now that everyone just loves their phone. Like, but can't even, like, so literally, you don't even have to send a message. Can you come to the meeting? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah.
That's all you got to respond. You don't even have to say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you don't have to give an excuse if you can't come. You can't come. Don't want to know the ins and outs of it. Just fucking, if you can't come, put a thumbs down. Yeah. If you can't come, put a thumbs up. It's
like,
no fucking
they
hard,
can't
is
put
it?
A thumbs up or down now either, though. It's like, Owen sorted a trip out now, mystery trip, of 2 weeks' time. And bus was it 40 odd names at first?
30 odd names on a bus.
About 10 people have paid him.
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't it?
Like, they all expect, if you cancel it now, they'll all be like, oh, we don't go anyway. Well,
you don't, yeah, you don't commit.
I'm not forking out £700 for a bus for you lot to go on it, like.
Well, yeah, Lewis, if you play a coach now, you can bring in tours again, Bet.
Well,
we've got a lot on, Bet. We've got the food to sort out first.
I know,
the fucking tours,
the
like.
One. Food's the main one. I suppose we go to Newcastle and we next year because, well, that was mentioned for before COVID.
We're going to go this year, but
we only paid £60 to go.
Their season's still days. Playing. So. Because we couldn't play.
Yeah.
They said, well, there's no point going, like.
Yeah.
So
yeah, hopefully we get abroad somewhere next year and I'll get a good one going. We got a good kitty, see, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have we've had a decent kitty the last couple of years, but it's never done fuck over there. Like,
spent there.
Nah.
A bit like
this. The big trips, so you've got to only do them every couple of years, like a Canada. It's like once every four or five years.
Yeah,
four
definitely.
Years is too much organization. But even like you said, like a Newcastle or... Like we had a cracking day that one when we went to Exeter, wasn't it?
That was a belter of a day. Yeah,
we didn't
yeah.
even like stay over there. We just left the club early in the morning.
Yeah,
day out today.
Drove
out
down there and left. What the time did you get picked up? About 11 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
left one of the boys there.
The boys swam across the canal.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's a swan on the other side, fucking trying to rip people's arms off. And he's like, fuck
was
that.
Like where the bus was picking us up, it was like a dock, wasn't it? Like a little area, and rather than the boys walk around to the bus,
because the bridge was like 200 meters away,
just jumped in the water and swam across.
As would, like.
But you swam across, didn't you?
And I got out just as the boys
one of them
walked.
Didn't
we're like you literally arrived at the same time.
Yeah.
By the time we saw across,
I was fucking soaking. Out. Yeah. I spent 3 hours on a bus from Exeter, soaking wet.
Yeah. Because I think it was the Premiership final, and the Chiefs were on, weren't they? So that's where we, well, it was them against.
Yeah. It was
Saracens, wasn't it? When the classic ones, we thought, oh, and just go down Exeter for the day, it'd be quality.
Well, basically, they said we wanted to do somewhere that was like not like Cardiff or Bristol or Swansea, somewhere that was like but not too far away.
Yeah,
and I got family in Exeter. I was like, well, Exeter's only 2 hours away.
Good shout, that.
Just fucking get down there.
Although there was traffic on the M5, and then half the boys like, fuck it, let's go into Bristol. I was like, nah, come on,
leave.
I don't want to go digging. Oh,
that fucked a few boys out, didn't it?
Yeah,
because we were just sat in traffic. We like all bore cans. We were just fucking, everyone was just like, because we just sat in traffic, just smashed the cans, like, And I was like, still got another hour and a half to go. Like, you got a fucking no razzle left. Like,
well, that's the thing, innit? You take so much drink on a bus sometimes as well. It's enough to get you through a journey, innit? Yeah, like that, yeah. When we went on Copic Stag, remember Manchester?
Ah, it's chaos.
It was like, we were just drinking all, and we were like, gosh, we got you quick. The boys were like, we fucking 7 hours on a bus. But we like, we just went so quick.
Yeah.
It was so much traffic we had. Yeah. But when you're having a good drink, you know, you don't notice it, do you?
Yeah, exactly. I was just saying, when I went to Liverpool the other week on a stag, it was like 3.5 or 4 hours, but because we were having such a class half of the bus, I was like...
Don't look at the time, do you?
Yeah.
Only felt like an hour.
Yeah, that's exactly what Manchester was like.
Oh, quality.
It feels every bit the way on the fucking way back.
Oh, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way back from where we had to get back on the piss. I was like, I can't fucking sit on this bus. No,
it's the easiest thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, to avoid it, like, yeah, just fucking... Just
avoid,
get back
avoiding
on
the inevitable hangover. Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, anyway. That just leads to alcoholism then, don't you? Like, oh yeah, just chasing away the hangover. But yeah, even RGC away, but few of the boys were drinking on the way back. I thought, oh, fuck it. Go get back on it. Yeah. And you do, and you're like, it's a great laugh on the Sunday club.
Yeah, when I went up there with Beaver, I did the same. Like, I remember my mum picked me up from outside Camon in the night.
Yeah.
At fucking 10 o'clock. I was fucked. I don't know if I can carry sauce. Like, you're a fucking disgrace.
Correct.
That I am, mum.
I know. Mind, the RGC trips are quality. Yeah, everything bar playing.
Yeah, yeah, that's the worst thing to bust out the legs is a fucking nightmare.
Like the Friday night journey up there, the last time I went up there, we had a fucking driver. I was like, fucking Max Verstappen with going up through the lanes, A470. He's like, why is he going so fast? And he wanted to get there, and there is like allocated time.
Without
he didn't
the
have to stop.
Yeah.
The boys, like suit carriers, are just fucking swinging back and forth on the bus. And then we got up there, felt like shit, and we had, I can't even remember what food it was terrible. Played the Saturday, got absolutely battered. Great Saturday night, and then just like you said, savage bus on the way home Sunday. Yeah. Everyone's aching, pissed up.
Oh, you've always
couple of boys
it,
on
you've it. You've done it on the go up on a Friday night, have you?
I've done weekend. One Friday night. That was the first time I think I ever played up there. Done it on Saturday, up and back, same day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrific.
Oh, that's the worst. We did twice. We were supposed to go four times this year. Played 3 times up there.
Yeah.
Stayed over twice, and then the one up and down in the day, big can razz on the way back, was just fucking...
I got called off as well, yeah?
Yes, we were on the bus halfway. We got to fucking just a half hour outside Wrexham, and because the storm, I can't remember which one it was.
Dennis.
Might have been Dennis or whatever, because the stand was unsafe. So we went straight to Wrexham, straight to Spoons at 12 o'clock. And just fucking God bless. We paid for the hotel.
Yeah.
It was like, well, just get fucking lotto now. Yeah. Yeah, so
it
was good.
We spoke to Stucky that day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Said, well, you've come back, have you? And he sent me a photo of him and Parker then getting changed in the hotel.
We were on blotto before we went back out then into Spoons and out, like. And then at least the second time we went up there, we did actually play. But and then up and down the day was just fucking savage.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No. But when we did miss out, I think. Was any boys you played with throughout the years who could have gone professional or did go professional?
Should have gone further, like.
You mentioned Callum.
Callum.
Fuck, Callum could have done it easy.
Yeah. But was he Welsh easy. Captain at like 16s or?
Yeah, he was.
Captain 20s or like?
No, I don't think he sat. That's when he started like drifting out a bit. He was.
No,
was 16.
He just lost a bit of interest, did he?
Yeah, I think he just lost interest. But
what position was he?
Seven.
Open side. Some guys, always, do you think a bit of it was like too much rugby, too young?
Maybe, because I've thought that a couple of times. Like we said, we've all been in the same boat. Mm. And like sometimes I think, fucking hell, boys used to go up on a Friday night and we'd just be sat in the house because you have like Dewis Shield on Saturday or something.
Mm.
And that's what Callum was like. He'd phone our parents.
Check
because you know we'd go out on a Friday. You only go around town kicking a football about, rugby ball about, as you do when you were kids.
Yeah.
But he used to phone our parents in and be like, are they home? Like, yeah, well, I want to speak to them. Because we would never answer to him. And he's like, they're out. Ryan's like, fuck it, come on. But he was so dedicated, but it was clean off.
He was like, he too strict on himself too early almost.
Maybe.
And just
could well be. And then, like, he got a young boy now, he's taking in football and stuff. So
yeah.
I think. When Krabby did mention trying to get him back, sure. So with a bit of luck, he will come back for a season and
perhaps you
play
could
for Tom, like.
Have a bit of influence on Abbott.
Well, could do. Offer him £7.50 a game or something.
If you
three pints of Madrid.
Yeah,
couple of Madrid every week.
Yeah, a bit of luck, you get him back. But yeah, Callum was massive and he definitely could have gone. But
Minty probably could have played a bit higher than what he did. I know he played at Astrid.
Geraint Charlton, he's class.
He played Slammer when he was up top as well. But he literally for years, you watch him play for Tottenham and he literally carried the old side. Like,
he's class, but he's fucking clean off. He's another one. I surprised we didn't even think of him when we said Sledge.
Yeah.
But he speaks like Charltonese, we call him. His name's Geraint Charlton. And he speaks Charltonese, but you will not understand him. He
like goes up,
but he'll come up to you and he'll just stand next to you and he'll be... he just start making noises.
So bad, you can't get a word out of him. Doesn't speak. Give him 3 pints and he's...
Like speaking his own language. Yeah.
Like there's people in the club. There's people in the club who are scared of him. Like when women. Women, like, they won't go near him because they are petrified of him.
He is mental.
Like my mother, like she just gets, like she's known him so long. He goes up to my mother and he goes, oh, Lewis, yeah, you've been injected. And I caught him again down the lane in the week. My mother's just got to the point now. She just laughs and goes, oh yeah, you was with him, was it? And he just laughs and goes off somewhere else. But you've got to know how to take him. Yeah. Some girls are petrified of him in a club, like. But he's fucking... how many stags have he missed the flight home, like?
He missed 2 in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
he went to Portugal and he lost his passport. So his wife had to fly out, take him to the embassy, get a new passport and everything. And then we went to Marbella like 10 or 11 weeks later. And it might not have been that long.
It weren't. I don't think it was.
He was too drunk. Him and one of the other boys were too drunk to get on a plane coming home, so he missed his flight again.
But he was coming through the airport, and he rolling his suitcase, and he was like, making race car noises as he's running down the thing. This is like after he got through security, so he thought, I'm through, I'm on the plane. And he was running around shouting, die chub and all that, wasn't he? Like an old guy who drinks at the club, he's just shouting, die chub, like I'm running around there. Fucking at him. He got to the thing and they were like, you're not going on that plane. So we were sat there waiting for him, and we actually took a photo because I was sat in the same row as him.
Yeah,
me, him and Mullen took a selfie on the way out, and then it was just me and Mullen sat there and they shut the door of the plane and we were like, fuck, not again.
Like,
it's like, oh, it's literally happened again, like I said, in the space of 2 or 3 months.
Like fucking Home Alone.
So we took another selfie and then...
Without him there, like...
So what we done, we actually landed, where did we land? Bristol or something like that? Birmingham,
and the boys went on Snapchat maps. And it was all the boys together in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
And then he was on his own in Portugal or Spain.
So all the boys are in Birmingham and he's just him down in the island of Marbella
in a fucking beach bar probably. Yeah.
him and Matthew Davis, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's anybody who goes out every weekend and loses his phone, wallet,
and he's not allowed home on a Saturday. If he goes out, even if he went out for 4 pints, his missus would send him,
he'd be the same state after 4 as he would if he had.
His old man is actually chairman of Tor Rugby, like.
He's not allowed to go on a Saturday.
He's not.
How old is he again?
40? He's not allowed. He's late 30s.
Yeah, he's got to be 37, 38.
He's not allowed home on a Saturday. And he knows what he's like.
When he was younger, he'd be out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend. Like,
he stuck a wallet to a fucking log burner in the boar's head when he come back off one of the stags. Just left it on the log burner burning.
He played Denby away in the cup.
Oh yeah,
we just left her on top of the log burner.
Text in a WhatsApp group, Ben. Boys, anyone see my wallet? So he's lost his wallet. It's like, yeah, it was on the log burner last time I seen it. I was like thinking he's chucked it in there. But he go up there and he go, I've just been up there. I found it in the bottom of the log basket. Like, so I had his wallet back and fucking honestly, mate. Like.
Melted ID and credit cards. Like, trying to see who's chucking in the chipping bin like that. Oh, fucking brilliant. Well, we usually now we go on to the quiz on the club facts.
Well, we haven't got one.
We haven't got any. And there's nothing on Wikipedia, is there?
Don't think we have a Wikipedia.
Your website, you go on a website, club history, there's just nothing. It's empty. There's something else for you to sort out, Lou.
Yeah.
Something else on my list. But
three jobs already, man. Fucking hell.
I don't know why. There's never has been anything, really. You used to have a website now and again, but like, obviously, people got Twitter now, but it is still nice for like the older sort of generation to go on the website and have a look. They like to have a look at player profiles and everything.
Yeah,
But maybe that's something you could look into again.
Yeah, because they started doing them every week. It'd be one on they put up on Facebook or in the match day program.
Do you have any facts? off the top of your head, do you know any for the listeners? Like?
Any interesting facts about Torn Rugby?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's the best fact I've heard.
125, isn't it? Like 2-3 years ago, something like that. 125th anniversary.
I got one. The seconds are called the Scorpions. Scorpions.
That's 3 points. See what it was.
Yeah. So, move on to the questions now. That's
about right. Yeah. I think so, but yeah.
The questions. So
they're all for you boys as well.
I know the one off Clappy, I think.
Clappy. We have one from Clappy 678. I'm assuming he's a back rower.
Back rower.
That was the back rower. Like?
If you listened to this, that was well probably. Yeah. Definitely.
Nice.
Please call. Well, it's more of a shout out with a question, sorry. Please call Owen. Call out Owen for having gravy on his Chinese.
Don't knock it to the trade, boys.
There's a lot today.
I don't know. Gravy, so you make your own gravy and put it on?
Pesto on top of it?
Get it from
gravy.
And
from
where does this go
Chinese.
On then? The chips or just on your...
All over.
What on like...
All over what though? Like over the sweet and sour, you put gravy on it?
I don't do sweet and sour.
Oh, what do you do?
Very plain.
Oh, chicken balls, rice and chips and gravy.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of beef chow mein and...
There's a lot of boys shocked when they thought we were taking a piss.
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Saying a gravy, but
you know Chinese just dip gravy.
Yeah,
is it sort of a chip shop? Or Chinese.
It's like a chip shop. Yeah. The ones in Taunton, and they do like hybrid.
They do everything
hybrid,
but yeah. India Chinese.
Hybrid Chinese.
Silver Lounge in Penygroes. That's wild, isn't it? It's got Indian Chinese chip shop. Everything.
Yeah, but I think Clappy was a bit. He was shell shocked when he found out. It was literally a month ago, but he actually found out we weren't taking a piss, and he just loved gravy.
I had a bit of sick and we were clear off Fenton.
Yeah.
And he tried it one night and he did approve of it. He said it wasn't as bad as he thought.
So. Yeah, but I like gravy as well. But
yeah. And that boy loves his grub. So.
He does.
I do love gravy, like if I'm having a chip shop, if I'm having like pie chips.
Pie
and gravy
chips or something. Yeah.
Sausage and batter.
Seems logical, huh?
Yeah, but not on a chip.
I don't know. I don't know how it sits to you. Yeah.
If you like it, curry. Three other options, but go for gravy.
Gravy.
We have one from Cookie Soph. I'm assuming that's your girlfriend, was it?
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Cookie Soph.
That's it. I know.
He just reads out the handle like.
Yeah. Sophie cooking it.
Yeah. I know that. I'm joking. I just
make it sure.
Fucking name of the week, otherwise. Yeah.
Cookie Williams, like Cookie.
Is it true that you're in love with Owen Farrell?
Yeah, and she's jealous as fuck about it. I love him, like genuine. I think he's a fucking class rugby player.
Yeah,
and his attitude's just
class, isn't it?
Class.
It is good.
Because we're Welsh people, I think we fucking hate him.
Yeah,
I do actually get wound up when I see people on Twitter saying, oh, everyone in Wales fucking hates him anyway. I'm like, fuck, shut up.
He's a northerner as well. Northerners are all right. Like, it's the same.
I've seen you be on a few trips to you've been to Saracens a few times, have you?
Yeah, I've done a couple, twice this year. Yeah. And just trying to get as many games in as we could.
Yeah.
But she's always like, oh, he's down there. Go and have a photo with him. But I will one day. I will have one. In the final now, maybe. We're going to the final in June. Oh, if Sari's get there.
Oh,
I might harang him, like.
Try and get him. I run on the pitch.
You'll have a sign, like, can I just
sign for Ton? Do you want to sign for Ton?
Do you know how much a pint of Madrid?
Yeah. Or if you like Hayes, it's 3-10.
But yeah, that's true.
There you
are. I'll keep on point reading out the handles. We've got one from Craig K14.
Winger.
Craig
14. 30 today. Happy birthday, Fish.
Has he?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Craig K14. How many chicken balls can Owen eat in 1 minute?
With or without gravy?
All depends on the gravy. He kept that quiet because it was over his house just before we came down, and he didn't say a word about it. So
took me by surprise. Yeah. Well,
there's only one way to find out, didn't
it? Yeah. For a live streaming, like the Pringle Challenge.
Like a Pringle Challenge.
What do you reckon? In a minute? What do you reckon?
It's not high, is it? Because it's quite
different. In gravy, mind, lube them up a bit. Yeah, just fucking slip.
Swallow them all, like.
Gravy and Austin. Keep swallowing them.
Just fucking shove them in like.
One of the boys.
Psycho.
Psycho, yeah. Psycho, well, Reese Williams, way. He can swallow a fucking sausage whole.
And then bring it back up as well, can't
you? That's wild.
That's
fucking mad, that is.
TBC on the motor chicken balls in a minute, then.
And Craig's also asked another question. Owen, give us a verse of the song the Tomboys always sing to him when we're on the piss.
Nah. I don't sing it, I just get it sung at me. So I'll give him a pass.
Lou, do you know the song? I'll go with Lou.
Well, the egg and cress one, he's got to be on, doesn't he?
Yeah, probably. Starting by Sam Christa, of course.
We don't actually, I don't know what actually it came from, but apparently he just used to love egg and cress sandwiches. So the boys started saying egg and cress, egg and cress. La 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 la. Like, we used to go out on bank holidays in Clantris and then the fucking old pub would be singing it.
Egg and cress.
Like,
we used to do that and cheese, didn't we?
Yeah, that kicked on, like. But
Sam took it too far and he had a tattoo on his foot.
Yeah, so Sam's got egg and cress on his
egg
foot.
Egg and cress,
And it looks like a fucking 3-year-old's done it as well. It's quite spread out right in.
You got one as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Got your
egg and cress?
No, he got Sam's nickname on it then. Which, right, well, I don't know if it was his nickname, was it?
It was when he was young, though, wasn't he?
It was Twiggy of Ton, like.
It was like a twig.
Twiggy of Ton.
You got Twiggy on it.
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
That's us.
Oh,
that's boring.
Fantastic.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, cheers.
Any ones that come through, like. I suppose he didn't ask you about the swing.
Ah, we'll give him an answer as well.
Go on, we'll ask
him. Go on, Lou, What about the swing,
then? Have you ever seen the swing?
I've seen it.
What is it? You type in on YouTube, Mad Owen stuck in swing.
Is he stuck in a swing in a park?
He's stuck on a rope swing, tyre swing. And that was Bournemouth, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When we were in Bournemouth. And we went...
Clark has entered the room and shoved his tongue into Cody's ear.
Yeah, we actually went out for food, didn't we, one night? And I think it was after the tournament, wasn't it? And we were just in the park, as you do when you're younger, fucking about on rope swings and tyre swings.
And I got stuck.
He got stuck.
Mad
proper went like into it. Like, so his knees were in his gob, pretty much. And we fucking slinging him around.
Couldn't breathe.
Me, like my brother, Reese Taylor, Sam. But we just didn't think anything of it, and we just thought he was going quite high, like. But he was actually stuck. He was just, so when we found out he was stuck, we started swinging him harder and
harder.
So one of the parents come out, food's ready. So we all run in, like, I know, like, Owen's seat, there's like nobody there. Owen's not sitting there. He's like, where's Owen?
Well, you just left me.
Oh, we left me to die
literally
in the park and
burst out laughing. And I said to his father, I said, he's stuck in a swing outside. And Fern went, fuck off. Like, I walked outside,
come running back in.
He's fucking stuck. He is stuck. He didn't even help him out the first time. So he come back out.
To tell him again for an outside.
All fathers, were they? Just trying to, like, pull him out of their swing, but he come back in. He come walk. Cut all underneath his ass.
No skin left.
Just, oh, but it was mental.
Sounds like a traumatic experience.
That's got to have a few views now.
Yeah.
That comes up on a Saturday night quite regular in the club. Especially the younger boys who
you
think
find
it's hilarious.
Find
hilarious
to connect it to the telly and
check it out. On this fucking
big
screen.
It's not the point,
because we've
played so many times that was like, people don't even bother watching it now.
It's just on in the background in the club. Like.
You should watch it.
Gone for SOC on Saturday night to that.
It's on YouTube.
Mando in stuck in swing. Yeah. You'd have to put this podcast up and then put the video on.
Link in the show notes.
Link in the show notes, yeah. Yeah, in the show notes.
Mad Owen.
That's a 0-star review for tonight.
Fuck it, he's going to give it away.
So, Mad Owen stuck on swing. Ha ha. Is that it?
Is it yellow? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's him. That's him stuck on swing.
He's just watching it by himself, like.
Sorry, we're watching it. Oh, yeah, sorry, guys. I forgot to actually show you.
Oh, your ass had dropped through, like.
Right down, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to
listen to it on the volume, but it's insane.
I haven't played that last bit again.
Boys, I'm stuck. Get me out.
Oh, my God. Get me out.
Yeah, so as you can imagine... when his wedding day comes. Let's go up on a big screen.
See your ass. How did you get out? Did you go? Did you manage to get your ass back up?
Literally just wedged by the feet on it and ripped me out. Yeah, I had no skin from bottom of my shoulder blades down to the back of my knee.
Who actually pulled you out?
It was my old man and Russ.
Everyone else was just like eating their food.
Just ragging him, sucking it, he's fucking pushing him about like, and he's just laying like
the eggs off a grub.
Yeah, yeah. We run in like that, and he's like, oh, where's Owen? And he just sat, oh, he's stuck on a swing.
People walking past, so and I just have his father come out. Taken.
But his father even went out, seen him, come back in, told us, yeah, he's fucking stuck. And then run back.
But
it was good. It's fucking mad.
That's fucking superb. I think. What a way to end.
What a way to end on that. We'll see if we can crop that and put that as
crop our last 5 minutes. We
that's us then, boys.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. Thanks for coming along, boys. Appreciate
no worries,
it.
Boys. Anytime.
And you've got to do your bit, have you?
We've got to do it.
Do your fucking bit.
And good luck for the season as well.
Yeah, good luck for the season. Yeah.
Boys, and you.
And you, boys.
Hope we don't get sacked, Lou.
No. Could see you next year.
Hey, hopefully. Could well do, but. Could well do. We'll... yeah, if you can obviously share us on your Instagram story or check us a rating review, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts and Apple Music and fucking Blotto. And then the link for the Patreon page is in the show notes. Obviously, we'll be releasing the tickets as well for Bingo Lingo very shortly.
We've got them, haven't we?
Yes, we've got wristbands. So more info going up about that very soon. Keep your eye on the social channels and... rock off.
Yeah, rock off. Cheers again, boys.
Cheers.
Nice one, boys.
Thanks.
All the best. Ta-ra.